Many Americans go on special diets for different reasons. Weight loss, simply for appearance sake, is obviously a major reason why some people go on special diets, but there are several other health-related reasons why almost 1 in 5 American adults go on these special diets. In order to help people achieve and maintain a healthy body weight, support nutrient adequacy, and reduce the risk of chronic disease, the 2015-2020 Dietary Guidelines for Americans recommend following a healthy eating pattern across a person's lifespan. Joining us today is Brian Stearman, an epidemic intelligence officer with the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics. Dr. Stearman works with the NCHS National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, or NHANES, and he is the lead author on a new study on special diets among American adults. Dr. Stearman, could you tell us a little bit about the background on this study, why you undertook this research on special diets?
Sure, absolutely. So I think it's useful to understand what exactly we're studying. So I'll start off just kind of by generally discussing what an eating pattern is. So an eating pattern is the combination of foods and beverages that a person consumes over time. So with this in mind, we were interested in looking at special diets, which are actually specific eating patterns that somebody uses for weight loss or other health-related reasons. For example, other health-related reasons will include medical conditions such as diabetes or kidney disease. A little bit of background on NHANES, or the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, could also be useful. So NHANES is a nationwide survey created to assess the health and nutrition of adults and children in the United States. The survey combines interviews with physical exams and laboratory testing. So the basis of our report are questions that the NHANES survey asked about special diet use that were specifically asked during a dietary interview.
And so how many people participated in the study?
So the bulk of our report focuses on the years 2015 to 2018, which is the latest data that's available from the NHANES survey and was released this past June. And in this 4-year period, nearly 10,000 adults over the age of 20 participated in NHANES and answered these questions related to special diets. So we looked at participants from these 4 years as well as from earlier years in order to be able to see how things changed over time.
And so how many adults then did you find are on special diets?
So 17.1% of adults over the age of 20, which is a little below 1 in every 5 adults in the United States, reported that they're currently on a special diet. And when we ask this question, we're actually looking specifically for people who were on a diet on the day that they were interviewed. So these estimates are lower than what you might expect if you had instead asked people if they had been on a diet within the past month or past year.
I see. How does this percentage compare to past years? Do we have any data on that?
So as part of this report, we also looked at special diets, not just in 2015 to 2018, but over the entirety of the last 12 years. So the first couple of years we looked at were 2007 to 2008, and about 14% of adults were on a special diet at that time. And that increased to 17% by 2017 to 2018. And while this increase of 3% of adults might sound relatively small, it in fact actually represents millions of adults in the United States.
Okay. Then does the study get into why people go on these special diets?
To some extent, yes. We did find out kind of why people were going on these. So the way that we get at that is that we ask NHANES participants what specific kinds of special diets that they were on. So the kind of diet that they report using gives us a clue as to why they might have been on the diet. So to give you an example, the most common kind of special diet that was reported in the survey was a weight loss or low-calorie diet that was reported by about 9% of adults. And obviously, you would expect that people who reported this type of diet are on this type of diet to try to lose weight. Another kind of special diet is a diabetic diet. And this would be used by people with diabetes to help control their diabetes. A couple others, so gluten-free diets are generally used by people who have celiac disease, though not exclusively. And then sometimes people would undertake a low-salt diet in order to help control hypertension. So again, the types of special diets that the people are answering are kind of giving us a clue as to why they might have been on it in the first place.
In your findings, what kind of differences did you find among men and women and among different race ethnic groups?
Yeah, so we did find differences in these categories. So we found that women were more likely to be on a special diet than men, and this was by a significant margin. So about 19% of women compared to about 15% of men reported special diet use. And with regards to race and ethnicity, we found that non-Hispanic white adults were more likely to be on a special diet than non-Hispanic Black and non-Hispanic Asian adults. And Hispanic adults were somewhere in the middle, but didn't really differ significantly from the other race and ethnicity groups.
Okay, and what about data on children and adolescents? Do you have anything on special diets in those groups?
So we didn't specifically study children and adolescents in this, for this report, but that data is available. So the dietary questionnaire or dietary interview that's done within NHANES is done on all ages. So certainly children and adolescents could be also looked at with regards to this in the future.
Is there any other relevant point you might want to add that I've missed?
I think there's a couple things that I might want to mention. One is that we also looked at how dietary special diet use relates to obesity. And what we found is that special diet use was actually highest among people with obesity at about 23%. And those who were overweight, about 17% of people were on a special diet. And then among those who were normal weight or underweight, the lowest use of special diets, they had the lowest use of special diets, which was at about 8%. And I think it's interesting to note that the special diets have increased over time, as I mentioned, but also that obesity and obesity-related diseases have increased over time. So the use of special diets may be related to these changes in obesity and obesity-related health conditions. But we didn't study this specifically, so it's possible that there may be other explanations as well. And just as kind of like a final recap, the main kind of big picture to get out of this is that many adults in the U.S. are on a special diet and that this has increased over time, and that future studies could actually use the wealth of NHANES data to look more closely at associations of special diet use with medical conditions and nutritional data.
Great. Well, thanks very much for joining us, Dr. Stearman.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks again to Dr. Brian Stearman for joining us. The study is featured in a new data brief entitled Special Diets Among Adults, United States, 2015 to 2018, and was released on November 3rd. The data brief can be accessed at www.cdc.gov/NCHS. On November 4th of this week, NCHS released another study which focuses on chronic pain among adults in the United States, using data from the 2019 National Health Interview Survey. The study showed that 1 in 5 adults in the U.S. have experienced chronic pain over the past 3 months. Over 7% of adults had what is called high-impact chronic pain, that is, pain that frequently limits life or work activities. Not surprisingly, the percentage of people who experience chronic pain and high-impact chronic pain rises with age, as nearly 1/3 of people aged 65 and over have experienced chronic pain in the past 3 months, according to the study. The new data brief, entitled Chronic Pain and High-Impact Chronic Pain Among U.S. Adults 2019, show that women were slightly more likely than men to experience any type of chronic pain in the past 3 months, and that non-Hispanic white adults were more likely than other race ethnic groups to experience chronic pain. Non-Hispanic Asian adults were significantly less likely than other race ethnic groups to experience chronic pain in the past 3 months. The study also showed that people living in rural areas were more likely than those in urban areas to experience any type of chronic pain. Over 1 in 10 people living in non-metropolitan areas experienced high-impact chronic pain in the past 3 months, compared to 6% of people living in large central metropolitan areas. The new data brief is available on the NCHS website at www.cdc.gov/NCHS.